This is Tanya on the teleconference line. If somebody's unmuted, we can hear you and laughter in the background. Do you think you could mute so when Jim brings the conference call back, we can hear it? Please.
Special worker. We had one at the beginning of 2017, and she had to resign for medical reasons in July, and we went for a while without one. So Carol and myself were doing the bulk of these reply emails and telephone messages and things, and then we were fortunate enough to find Eleni M. over here. Eleni, please stand up. This is the MPS special worker that started recently, and she's doing a great job, and she's doing such a great job. I want to give her acknowledgement for designing these two pieces here, laying them out, and the laundry list and the problems, the laundry list and the promises in the other room, she also designed those and sent those into the printer to be done. So she's already making a great impact and doing a lot of hard work. And thank you, Eleni. Glad you're on board. She answers the email information at acawso.com. We standardized the reporting of the MPS statistics in the repository page so that it was more uniform and standard from month to month. I'd like to talk just a second about a survey that we recently sent out in the Traveler newsletter. It was a link down at the bottom, said survey. And I bet a lot of you probably didn't see it, but 58 of you did. 58 of you came in and answered the survey, which is kind of cool. And some of the statistics that we were looking for was just a basic idea of what our membership looked like. And what this survey told us, and it's non-scientific, by the way, and looking around this room, it's probably not as accurate as it could have been. But the average ACA membership statistic or person looks like this. They've been in ACA 2 to 5 years, that was 24% of the respondents. 5 to 10 years was 20%. 1 to 2 years was 17%. 10 years to 20 years was 5%. And for those that have been in over 20 years, that was 3%. So we're a relatively young fellowship, aren't we? 82% of the respondents were female, 17 or point something were male. There was no one between ages 18 and 30 that took the survey. We have to develop an app for that, put it on social media. 31 to 50 there was 23% of the population or the respondents. And over 50 was 77%. I want to also talk about an initiative that we've got going on with the 211 organizations in the country, in the states. I don't know if they have them in other parts of the world. I will. 211 is an informational organization that people can dial 211 and or go to a website, 211.com, and find in their state. Most states have them, I think all but two in the United States. I'm not sure about Canada yet. We haven't got that far. But you can go there and get information on community services that are provided in your community. And we've noticed that we get these renewals in the email for various states like Vermont and California asking us to renew our membership, like we ask you guys to renew your meeting information every year. Well, they ask us to renew that. So we've had some interaction with them, and what we found out is they had us categorized as a substance abuse program in some states. So we weren't even reaching the right people necessarily, our target group, under some other category. So we've undertaken the task of trying to compile all of this information that we have registered with these 211 organizations and make a uniform application so that whenever we go to each one of them, they'll know that we're in the support group services category for mental health recovery, dysfunctional families. That was the key word that they were looking for, was dysfunctional families. When they heard that was part of our program, they moved us over from substance abuse. But I had a big conversation with a woman in Vermont that was adamant that we belonged under substance abuse because we had alcoholic in our name. And I guess until we fit, you know, until we talked some, and she changed her mind and she was able to move us over. So if you have those type of organizations in your countries, they're an excellent resource to reach out to and establish a link with them and put your information in there. People do find us that way. And our new volunteer on MPS, Denise R. from Alaska, is going to be helping me with that initiative to do the 211 update. Thank you, Denise. She just volunteered. You know how she volunteered? She sent me a question from about 211 organization surveyor form, and I said, yes, this is great. Would you like to help? Oh, you have a question yet?
Yes, I do. Janara from Intergroup 070. Is that 211 organized by state or is that national?
It's organized by state.
Thank you.
Some of the other initiatives that we're looking at is social media. I know that I'm very well aware of the Tradition 11, very much so. I just believe that if people can't see us, they can't find us. Doesn't mean we're promoting ourselves, but if we're visible and they want to find us and they want to come look us up, then we can be found. So we're starting a task subcommittee. Yes? Go ahead. We're starting a subcommittee to examine the social media aspects of 12-step organizations. And if you're interested in that at all, you can see me after the meeting. I've already got one volunteer. Mikkel from Denmark has volunteered to be on that initiative. And I think some of the board members are interested as well. So if you're interested in social media of any kind, I understand that's the new rage.
I'm Tamara from Minnesota. I'll be your second volunteer. And I'm really interested in expanding that discussion. My intergroup just got a Twitter handle. Is that how you say it? So we tweet. The only people on our that are following us are us, but we think it's going to expand because, like, when we put on the birthday party or any kind of event, we'd like to put it out to people. We feel that it's, since it's self-selecting and people are searching for our information, it's not promoting. And that it's a useful way to convey information quickly. So
that's awesome.
Thanks. I'm glad to hear that you guys are doing that too.
Okay. At this point, I'd like to bring up Bonnie for the intergroup subcommittee. She's intergroup subcommittee is really there's starting to be a bigger interest in it because of the growth in intergroups.
Hello, I'm still Bonnie. The intergroup subcommittee was formed to, quote, this is from the board minutes, to coordinate communications between established intergroups in order to provide support for one another, enable intergroups to provide support more directly with the understanding of and participation in the support of the World Service Organization structure, and to explore how leadership and support from WSO board might better serve the fellowship via intergroup activity. I didn't write that. But the first goal seems to have been realized with the Slack forum. We have an intergroup forum on Slack, the WSO Slack platform. And I hope we're going to hear more about how to get on that if you're not already. But intergroups are starting to share their information and their ideas. And this is how we started. And this is how we're handling literature. And this is what we're doing with H&I. That's the whole idea. And it's happening. There is a growth in intergroups partly because of the new literature discount. Well, new, it's more than a year old now, but in the calendar year 2017, there were 14 new intergroups registered. And so far this year, there have already been 3 new intergroups registered. And I'm hearing from people this weekend that are talking about starting intergroups. So this is an idea whose time has come. We also have monitored the intergroups at adultchildren.org email account. And ideally if an email goes to, somebody sends a message to World Service asking about intergroup, it gets forwarded to that site and I or others can respond to it. Those emails have really dropped off. They're used to, year before last, they were in the thousands. Now I can say this past calendar year, it's down to like 250 messages that we got that were unique for intergroup. But we're managed to be on a lot of people's mailing lists, so there's a lot of extraneous stuff, but unique messages. But people ask us about all kinds of things, like how do you open a checking account for your intergroup? How do you choose a chair? How do you get groups to affiliate with you? And that's going to be our next challenge this year, I think, is getting our listings current and getting meetings to register themselves with your intergroup. That's something each group has to choose to do and actively go and affiliate with a particular intergroup. It doesn't happen automatically. People often ask, well, what's the intergroup for this state or that county? Intergroups aren't organized that way. They're self-selecting. They answer to whatever meetings support them. So there actually was an telephone intergroup, English-speaking telephone intergroup. We have 2 intergroups in Texas. One is the greater Houston area, and the other one is everybody else. And in fact, we're mostly in Austin, San Antonio, but we have a meeting in Brownsville, and that's like 3 states away for everybody else. So it's not automatic. You have to choose, a group has to choose the intergroup that serves their needs best, and they have to actively go to do a meeting update and list that intergroup. A lot of people don't realize that. They think, oh, we're just in this intergroup because we're here. No, you have to actually do it. And one thing that intergroups are tasked with in the OPPM is keeping meetings registered. So that'll be the next thing we'll explore, is how to help intergroups make sure their meetings are registered up to date. I am going to be here all weekend, so I am ready to talk to anybody about intergroup and about intergroup subcommittee or about Slack forum, anybody that wants to actually serve on the committee and do some work and some outreach to intergroups, great. My report is short this year because it's actually a lot of other things have been happening that sort of suck the oxygen out of this. Regions and structure and literature, but I'm hoping that we'll get some more bodies and get up and running again because intergroups are becoming more and more important to the fellowship. Oh, thank you. I'll take questions.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Josh. I've talked with you over the internet. Thank you so much for your feedback and help. One thing I just want to, I guess, back up to the MPS level. Mm-hmm. I came in a little late, so I don't know if somebody already said this, but whoever put together the Traveler, it's freaking awesome. It's really good. I get it. I signed up. I forwarded on to my intergroup. I forwarded on to my home group. You know, people sign up or they won't, but I think it's amazing. It's a really good effort, and I think it's really going to have impact, and I heard that there's more and more people signing up, so that's great. So I think it's a great channel to distribute information. So it sounds like for the intergroup stuff, right, you're seeing emails dropping off, Slack's picking up, but not everybody knows about Slack. Maybe you could educate about that on the Traveler thing and be like, hey, go here for Slack. Here's how you do Slack. Slack is this thing, and things are moving there, and talk to other intergroups, go for it, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that would be super helpful.
Thank you.
Sure.
For that
thank
suggestion.
You.
I'm hoping we're going to get more information about Slack while we're here. I'm not my decision on doing it, just to bug people to do it.
Hi, I'm Shishir from India. So I just wanted to get an understanding of what's the qualification beyond Slack. It's only for intergroup, and how does it work? I just wanted to get that clarity.
Okay. To be on Slack is a service channel, and I'm going to let Bill and Jim explain it better. But if you want to participate in the intergroup forum, send me an email to intergroups@adultchildren.com and say, I want to be on Slack, and I'll invite you on.
Christian from New York Intergroup. Thank you for your service with Intergroup, and I just wanted to say that we have a whole new set of officers we've just elected, and we've decided to go through a process of discernment to ask our members what do they want us to do. So we've put it out to them. We're going to have a 3-month period of discovery, to use a legal term. And then we're going to come together and look at what we've heard and decide what we're going to do. So we've decided to democratize this process and take time and be very conscious and intentional. So if anybody wants to hear about that, I'd be happy to talk to you about it.
Thank you so much. I hope you'll write a little blurb for the Slack forum about it.
In terms of blurbs, you know, the Traveler is growing, and the comm line is always complaining about no articles. Is one perhaps going to replace the other, or do they serve different purposes?
Different purposes.
Then I'm not clear about that.
Right. The comm line is comparable to the AA Grapevine meeting in print, and the Traveler is service literature, business announcements, that sort of thing. I got that right? Although blurbs for the comp, we definitely need, when you talk about a process of discernment, that brings up a story I was going to write about how in my home group, one newcomer who didn't even know for sure what we were talking about changed the entire group's otherwise unanimous vote on one of these proposals. And that was the way our higher power manifested as our group conscience. So articles like that are something Comline can always use. So describing that process for Comline as a recovery tool, service is a recovery tool, okay? And finding ways to communicate and interact with each other is part of how we grow. So anybody who wants to write about that experience, I'm sure Marty and everybody else will really appreciate that. Anybody else?
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Okay. Jim, would you pop that slide up, please? I want to just cover this real quickly. This is page 87 in your binder. What it is, it's a exhibit that shows the public information, outreach, and H&I literature that's distributed by the committee.
Sorry, Bo, can I just ask a question about
sure.
the previous thing? I was just wondering...
Can you identify yourself?
Yes, it's Amberal Adult Child, UK, group 1064. I was just wondering, this is kind of like the first time I think I've heard of the Traveller. Would you be able to explain where I can access the material or anyone else? Is it online? Is it on the website? If you could maybe...
Yes, and let me run through this table and I'll do that for you, okay?
Cool, thanks.
Thank you. This is the 2016 over 2017 comparison of literature that the MPS committee sends out. If we send out PI information, goes to therapists, to other public outlets, the people that are requesting information about us, other organizations ask for material occasionally. And then the H&I column is the hospitals and institutions committees, jails, lockdown facilities where people don't have a choice of going out and attending meetings. We send books into them. There's special requirements for books that go into H&I facilities. They can't have hard bindings. They can't have spiral, you know, bound mechanism on them. So they have to be glued. Perfect bound, they call it. So in 2016, bottom line is we sent out 205 subtotal over there, books, big red books, 205, and we sent out 63 yellow workbooks, 13 meditation books, and two laundry list workbooks were sent out. Then we sent out about 10 or so pamphlets according to what I was able to find in the office records. In 2017, we upped our game a little bit, and we sent out 404 big red books. We sent out 360 yellow workbooks. And the bulk of the yellow workbooks go out in P&I and PI to therapists and people like that. They actually have people that are coming to them that are adult children, and they want to know how to what treatment protocol to use. So they request the book. We send them the book. They start reading it, and then they get their people working the steps, and they get them going to the meetings. So it's working out well. That's the meditation books, we sent out 185, and the laundry list workbooks, we upped it to 30. Pamphlets and booklets were 3,465 pieces for a total of pieces of literature sent out in 2016 of 576 versus 2017, 5,423. So we're much more aware and active in what's going on in MPS. We're getting the word out to the public, and I think that's why we're seeing an uptick, and part of the reason we're seeing an uptick in meeting growth and attendance at meetings and contributions, the whole thing. It's all about awareness. It's all about attracting people to us. And I'll say it again, if they can't see us, they can't find us, you know, they just can't, they can't get to us. One last thing is the PSA that you heard about earlier. If Jim can possibly... While Jim's doing that, I'll take the question from Christian.
I just had a quick comment. I wanted to thank the MPS committee for supporting a new group on Long Island for young people. It started a year ago, and there was a member of ACA who realized that teenagers really needed help, and there was no literature. There's no, like, Alateen in ACA. So he first worked with the local community center for teens, and he got support from MPS to get books. And that didn't work out, but he didn't give up, so he found another more supportive community center in Northport, and it's now a thriving program. So
that's
thank
wonderful.
You.
You're welcome.
20 young people.
20? Oh. The most we've seen in the big red book is the little chapter to AC 18, and it's not very full, so maybe you guys can help add to that. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie, Florida 170. I just want to tell you guys that in Palm Beach County, Florida, we are very blessed because we probably have over 20 meetings, and my Saturday home group has as many as 90 people there every week. And the only reason I'm telling you that is because they told me I had to get on the microphone and they asked me to get to the microphone and mention to you that it was through the therapist. There's a handful of therapists and the AA initiative. We also have probably 400 AA meetings a week. But that is what is really spreading the message in our county. And if that helps you, as you probably know, a free red book can go to therapists. But if we can get the therapist enrolled, we can spread this extremely important message. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Hi, I'm Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Vancouver, Canada. I just have a question. I don't know if I missed something. Those books that went out to institutions hospitals and institutions, were those all in the U.S.?
No. We send them wherever they're requested.
Okay. But is there a breakdown somewhere or a rough? Do you have an idea?
Not right at my fingertips, no.
Okay. Do you know how many of it would be in Canada? Or?
Nope.
No. But
I got this report from the office statistics. I don't really...
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Esau, California. I just wanted to clarify on our 11th tradition about attraction versus promotion. Promotion within the fellowship is encouraged because it's to us.
Yeah.
It's so we shouldn't be afraid of promoting within the comm line, the traveler. We can promote all we want within our fellowship. It's public relations policy. So a lot of people get that mistaken and they shy away from promoting within the fellowship, but it's our fellowship.
Excellent point. Thank you for bringing that up. Beryl, your question was about Slack? Traveler. Yeah. Have you checked your spam folder? Because I had this information. You did this via email with me a month or two ago, and I made sure that you were on there, but sometimes a traveler gets grabbed by the spam filter with your email program. And I see it as a bounce on MailChimp. So please check that. But I'm pretty sure you're on the list. And the traveler is on the acawso.org website, the repository, as you've heard it called. It's if you look under MPS committee and click the arrow so it expands, you'll see the traveler. You click there, all the past issues are archived there.
It's on the screen now, Bill?
Yeah.
Isn't it on the adultchildren.org website, like that big button right there?
ACAWSO.org.
No. If you just go to the normal adultchildren.org, there's a sign up for the newsletter.
Oh,
button,
yeah, absolutely.
Right there. So if you just go to the homepage, just hit the button.
Yeah. She was asking about past issues, or somebody was asking if it was archived on the website. So it's, see right here?
And we do have something called Fellowship Alerts. So if you look at Fellowship Alerts, we should be posting things there, new editions of the Comm Line, new editions of the Traveler, and in any other news that comes out. So that's like a one-stop shopping. If you go to the link for Fellowship Alerts, you should see a nice history of interesting news for us.
Fellowship Alerts is in the – isn't that under the Quick links, yes. Jim, could you go to the adultchildren.org homepage? Big red button. It takes you to another page, and this is the important step. When you click that and you go to the other page and you put your information in, you got to click subscribe, and it's going to send you an email that you need to click on that link. That way we verify emails. Okay, let's see if we can roll that PSA maybe. This was the one that was created for radio first, audio, and now it's been adapted with some video because we had a TV station in California that says, we'd be glad to play your PSA, but we'd like to have something on the screen while it's playing. And I have to say, Eleni made a little video for this. It's not ready for release because the board hasn't approved it, but I wanted to show it to you here. Maybe. Okay, well, while you're working that out, don't look at me like that. I got 7 minutes yesterday for one of my committees. MPS committee. If you'd like to join the MPS committee, we do a lot of different things. We have a telephone conference. The third, if you're ready, Jim, just give me the high sign. The third Wednesday of the month. Third Wednesday of the month. At 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, we have a teleconference the third Wednesday of the month, and we talk about all the MPS issues. We also have a dedicated Slack channel, and you're welcome to go to that channel or to Slack and sign up. And we also have a committee channel on Slack that members of the committee can interact in. We have a public and a committee channel. So there's ways to get a hold of us. You can email me at mpschair@adultchildren.org, and I'll be happy to invite you into Slack. It's a collaborative tool that we have, a platform, and it's by invitation to keep, you know, outsiders from coming in and trashing everything you're doing. It's a work platform. It's not a social media site. We try not to go in there and just do social media type updates. We really look for using it as a collaborative tool for WSO to meet and have these working sessions. Hi.
Hi, Diane from North Bay, 346. Are you going to get a 1-800 number? So,
you know, that's a great suggestion, and it's been talked about before. I think we're almost ready for it. What do you guys think?
Yahoo.
Is it going to happen, or should I sit down? I should sit down. Ah, well, we'll get it before the weekend's over. Thank you, everybody, for the MPS.
Okay, we're going to have a 15-minute break. I'm hoping that somebody can cut it down to 10. Can we cut it down to 10? And you're in her hands for the next little while.
Play break. Hello, everybody. I'm Adelina again. Our green.